If you think about, you know, the fluidity of concepts like gender and sexuality that are felt or they're easy to mobilize against as something destabilizing, because you have, you know, movements around gender, sexuality, gender identity are asking us to rethink core concepts of how we live, you know, core concepts of how we accept people and let them live their lives. And I think for a lot of right-wing movements, there's kind of a knee-jerk reaction to kind of present this as a threat and to present, you know, nationalism or religious tradition or certain traditional values as something more fixed, more stable. I mean, I disagree with that. I think that those are all imaginations, that things were so much more fixed or stable or simple, you know, back in the day. But at the same time, it's easy for proponents of these movements to really present LGBTI people as kind of changing too much or changing things of these more fixed categories because of the fluidity, and that makes them become a big target in these movements. I don't think that, you know, a real political concern right now is something like Drag Queen Story Hour, which a lot of these populist politicians, right-wing populist politicians, are targeting as, you know, a major threat or a concern that we have to talk about, whether in the U.S. or in Brazil or in Germany. But they nonetheless can bring this up as a topic of political concern, because it symbolizes something, some change, symbolizes something that can easily be manipulated as a threat. And I think that's part of why LGBTI people and their issues can factor into some of these movements as well.